pancetta. We have started out southeasternmost part of the U.S. to us here in San Francisco, California. Her ride will take her up to Washington, D.C. and then across. And how you doing, Chin Cassetta?
I'm doing great. How are you,
Mark? All right. I'm rocking and rolling, man. This is going to be a really fun summer, I think. For our listening audience here, can you tell us why, what possesses a woman 27 years old in the prime of her life to want to go off and go on a bike ride across the United States?
I would say a lot of things. Mainly just the desire to meet myself. I think people are aware of these kind of opportunities that everyone has.
Can you tell us a little bit about your back, the broken back episode? That how does that hamstring your efforts?
That would be the tricky part for sure. That just over a year ago, actually in October of a year ago, broke my back. I fell off the rope swing. And I never really went back to the doctor after the initial break, but you know, they told me, of course, that it was just my back, it was fractured 13 pieces, and that I was in pain about the rest of my life. And I feel like doing this, it's my way of proving to myself that's just not going to be the case, and I can't accept that.
And consider one thing also, I think a lot of our people, our listeners would be interested to know that you're you're high tech, you're a person who's been in that field and is very proficient at it. Why don't you just go back to work? I mean,
oh man, why would I when I can go ride my bicycle across the country?
Really? Okay, now you talk about nervousness. One of the things that came up when I was broached the topic of possibly doing this interview with you was that you were feeling a little bit nervous about talking with me or talking with in a radio interview situation. You're going to be meeting mayors all across the nation and or representatives of their offices. How's that going to be any different?
Well, that's going to be one of my challenges that I have to overcome. Kind of low. That's another. I mean, I have no problem talking to people. I think that whatever there's some pressure put on me to try and say something that I'm trying to say, especially when I'm talking about, you know, the National Bicycle Greenway and those kind of things. And I really just don't want to mess up. That's where the nervousness comes from, though.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to make sure I know exactly what to say.
Well, do you have any fears about this ride? Is there anything that's coming up for you that might make you a little bit kind of not so certain you want to do it?
I'm not certain I want to do it. I'm absolutely certain I want to do it.
Uh-huh.
One of the small fears is the public speaking, but that's really the least of my fears. My back hurting too bad is a huge, huge thing that I'm going to have to be faced with. And also, not having anyone to talk to and not having anyone to cry to, something's not thrown in my way. Just kind of having to deal with all that stuff on my own. I've never really done that before, so.
Do you feel like you're well trained enough for this ride?
I do.
Yeah? Okay.
I think that the big thing, I have to ride in the local one to do this. And
about being out there by yourself. That's something that all of us cyclists have to at some point or another contend with. Even if we're on a group ride, not everyone's going to be able to run at our pace. And even if, for example, we're out in a sensory ride, we might not see anybody or our partner for the whole rest of the day because we're running at different paces. Is that something that have you been able to come to terms with that? Do you understand that that's there's a lot of growth issues from that as you really get to know yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that is
all right. And also, Grinchette, it was good that you're starting on the East Coast because there's a high concentration of people out there when you're riding more than in the middle of nowhere. Because you're gonna be running up with stores and little shopkeepers and things like that. You're going to be talking to everybody, you know. So, yeah, is that kind of exciting just to think about? Oh, right. Have you thought about the fact that you're going to be able to kind of camp out in front of stores and eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich and just meet the people as you're coming and going in the little towns? Wow. Tell us about your bike. Okay.
She's just really into this bike again. I hadn't really rode a bike too much. I rode some in Seattle when I used to live there. I was commuting mainly to work. Granted, it was 60 miles a day that I was commuting. It was really long. It was 30 miles in one day for 4 days a week, something like that. So meeting her was really interesting because she was really, really into cycling and racing, basically. And so she, you know, she was able to teach me some techniques. I ended up buying a bicycle from her. And it's a couple years old. It's pretty cheap, so it's over 3,000 miles. So I think it's pretty
Okay, now also, I've seen some communication from you about the fact that you had an opportunity to ride a recumbent bicycle, and you've visited one of our sponsors, Mark Power, at Power on Cycling there in Florida, and he let you ride some of his recumbents. Is that not correct? Were you able to ride one?
I did not actually ride one.
No? Okay. Okay.
I've been talking to them for quite a while about just how comfortable they are and
so you're gonna ride all the way to Seattle, is that what I'm hearing? Okay, you're gonna ride from Miami, Florida to Washington, D.C., across the United States, over a whole bunch of mountain ranges, you're gonna get to the San Francisco here and then head up to Seattle. Wow. How long, you used to come down when you lived in the Bay Area, you used to come down with Michael from, or at least you come down to visit Michael from Seattle. How long of a car drive was that, 18 hours or something like that?
I could make it when I got really good at it in about 14 hours.
Just driving. Oh my God!
I-5 too, and of course I won't be able to ride the bicycles on I-5, so it's going to be a little bit. I think I calculated it in at about 1,250 miles down the line.
Wow. Well, I think our listeners are all going to agree that you're nuts. But of course, again, we're all nuts. You know, we're all, those of us that go out for the long haul are really kind of cut from a different cloth. And I think with that said, I'd like to thank you for your time, Concetta, and just say I hope you have a great ride. I'm sure we're going to be talking to you a lot this summer. So.